police officer Richard Hastings followed him upstairs in the bathroom and shot him point blank in front of his six-year-old brother and his other grandmother. Now, the DA, Mr. Johnson, this has been 2 months and no one hear anything about the indictment.
As told by his grandmother, 18-year-old Romali Graham from the Bronx was another Trayvon Martin, and one has to face the possibility that police has long been killing black males with impunity. During the march through the streets, young participants were harassed by the police in a show of intimidation, said Harlem activist Nellie Hester Bailey, and in the black neighborhoods of New York, the police acts as an occupying army.
Young people at one of the public housing projects on a routine basis are given summons by the New York Police Department on literally any charge because they start to ride the bike just before the entrance to the sidewalk.
The NYPD Stop and Frisk program, which annually targets 700,000 people, mostly non-whites, with humiliating street searches, has been under fire for violating civil rights and being a form of racial profiling. For Abdul Karim Muhammad, it creates second-class citizens.
What kind of society do we expect to live in? What kind of future for our youth? And more importantly, what type of future do they see for themselves? If they're stopped and harassed by men and women who have guns, who can tell them to go up against the wall, I want to search you for no reasonable cause, what does that put in their mind?
And as Owen Rogers from Harlem Circle of Brothers puts it, since 93% of those targeted are completely innocent,
stop and frisk does not stop crime. Stop and frisk is the crime.
Referring to Columbia University's role in the ongoing gentrification of Harlem, Cheryl Patterson from St. Mary's Church sees a cynical purpose behind the oppression of black youth in Harlem.
Are Kelly's killer cops the new KKK? Why do they need to repress us?
It is because 65% of our youth are unemployed, with no hope for the future, ready to fight back. Bloomberg and his Wall Street buddies need to prevent our rebellion. We will stop the cops from killing our kids. We will stop Columbia from taking over our community. It's a matter of life and death.
And so, while there were some successes with black liberation in the 60s, communities of color increasingly understand, said Marguerite Kimberly from the Black Agenda Report, that black America is living under a new Jim Crow.
George Zimmerman's defense was he was standing his ground. If anybody was standing his ground, it was Trayvon Martin. But these laws are used to keep black people in their place. When black people use stand your ground defenses, they go to jail. That tells you everything you need to know about these laws, whatever they may call them, stand your ground, arrest quotas, stop and frisk, what have you. And the purpose of this is gentrification isn't happening fast enough, apparently, so they're coming up with new ways to get us out of town before sundown.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.